All right. They jump out of the shadows and attack. Roll initiative.
What do you say?
Pardon?
They jump out of the shadows. Roll initiative.
He wants you to pass him the Book of Shadows.
Did you say we turn should... up your hearing aids? We should... said roll initiative.
Message Shadows?
No, just roll your dice, you old farts.
Did I ever tell you why I carry this onion?
Oh, boy.
I can't, my arthritis.
Don't worry, wheelchair Jim. I'll roll for ya.
All right, then tell me what you got. Oh, look.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
It's Chris.
Chris.
I don't believe it.
Like a spring chicken, my friend.
Wait a minute, he's still so young.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for noticing.
How did you escape the ravages of age?
Oh, well, I mean, I've been siphoning your life force.
What?
You guys didn't think it was weird that you aged so much in the last year?
I'm so excited, his heart's failing. Oh well.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the nerdpocalypse.
We're recording.
Oh, I just bought this jacket.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a mess. I'm still on remission.
We're having flashbacks here to the cold open.
This jowfit.
It's a lovely jowfit.
I know.
It is, actually.
Is that, you
that
stupid
a
fucking
then?
Idiot.
Oh.
Your jest matches your jams.
It does. That's why I like it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Hi.
Today we're going to be playing The Sprawl, which is a Powered by the Apocalypse cyberpunk role-playing game.
Yeah. Where we just sprawl out on the floor and everyone have our way with us.
Who's having our way with us?
I'm gonna actually don't want to play this game anymore.
Who's having their way with us, though?
Everyone. Like, whoever's willing to have their way with us can come.
It's just a big open thing. Oh.
You just sprawled out.
I put a sign on the corner.
Okay.
It's an open consent area, so just by being in the area.
I forgot I had an appointment to stand still and do nothing at my house.
Too bad you have to cancel that now.
Yeah.
You're already here.
It's on the contract.
Yeah. Alright, so I'm Ryan. I'm going to be emceeing tonight's session.
Like MC, like McDonald's.
That's yes.
McDonald's or Hammer. With.
Or Mick.
Yep.
Mick Speaking Whitman. Of Mick.
Hi, that's I'm Matt. James. I'm going to be playing Mac.
No, it wasn't speaking to Mick at all.
It was close.
I'm out of here again.
I liked what he was doing.
You're
it was a good segue, yeah. So tell us a little bit about Mac.
All right, well, Mac is a...
What playbook is Mac?
Oh, Mac's a soldier. He's pretty rough. He's got very haunted eyes. He's kind of scarred. He's muscular because, you know, he's military. He dresses kind of military. He works for a private firm that's he's basically Mercs, called Sci-Fi Security.
They spell it like the Sci-Fi Channel, so everybody can hate James.
Yes. His skin's very decorated from every battle he's been involved in, every little skirmish, every place he's been to, he's got some sort of decoration or tattoo from there.
So are they just tats, or are they, like, piercings and scars and shit, too?
Well, if he's got a scar, then he tattoos where he got it underneath it, like, name and date.
He's just labeled?
Yeah, pretty much. And if he didn't get a scar, he puts a tattoo of that area's logo, like if that area had like a specific call sign or like you know how every state has their little
right, so like Hill Charlie or,
he'll have that like somewhere on him to show that he was there, probably with some sort of battle. Yeah.
Cue.
Should I mention about Cortez?
Yeah, you probably should.
All right, he got his cyberware by completely.
What's his cyberware?
Oh, his cyberware is, he's got a neural interface that's got a targeting suite.
I have one of those.
It's pretty cool. It's going to help him out a lot.
I have one of those, too.
Groovy. They were working for one company at the time. I think it was,
Nebraska.
No.
Mizuradyne.
For Pentatech at the time, and
Mizuradyne made you a better offer.
Mizuradyne made us a better offer. Apparently they had some stuff stolen and they thought it was Pentatech, so they paid us more to steal some stuff from Pentatech and move over to Mizuradyne. And while we did that, I left some guy, Cortez, who was supposed to be getting this this cyberware. I left him there to hold off the oncoming onslaught that was about to happen to us for, you know, because once they caught wind, we were leaving and took some of their stuff. They were pretty angry. So I left Cortez in the way, and I took his spot in the lines because I thought he was going to die. And, no, he survived. So he's coming for me.
Yeah, right.
It's your fault that we switched over. You...
Me?
Mm-hmm. They had some stuff taken from them, but I'll let you explain that.
All right, so that's Mac.
That's Mac.
All right, I'm Alex, and I am playing Rook, the driver. He's got some cool eyes, a rugged face, a toned body, decorated skin, and he has casual wear.
So kind of like you now.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Alex's skin is pretty decorated.
Yeah, and he's got the
got tattoos. I'm going to get a new one soon.
You got that neural really cool jack eyes. Sticking out of your head.
Yep. So Rook is a little bit older. He's about 40. He's got a grayed goatee. Basically, I'm thinking he looks like Lapidus from Lost. So his standard outfit is like jeans and a Hawaiian shirt, and just some like casual sneakers. That's because most of the time he stays in his car. His cyberware is also a neural interface, but he has a remote control module, so he can drive his car. He got that because he used to be a armored car driver for Nebraska, but one day he decided he wanted out, and he figured the best way to do that would be to help stage an armored car robbery. So he did. He was an accomplice, and they stole a bunch of money from Nebraska, and he faked his death and moved across the border to Missouri, but... they kind of know he's still around and he's still hunted by them. So he's got a car, which is it's a military-style Jeep that is rugged and off-road, but it's nondescript, but it's cramped because it's just a Jeep. However, it does have guns on it, and it is named Vanessa. And then he also has his two drones, Calvin and Hobbs, one of which flies and shoots things, the other of which crawls and is sneaky and stealthy.
Cool. Which one's which?
Calvin is the sneaky one, and Hobbs is the shooty one.
Oh, my.
Hobbs is a tiger. Slightly more.
So you're just stereotyping tigers. As
he's an imaginary tiger.
He was a stuffed animal, so he was real. What Calvin saw was imaginary.
Like Winnie the Pooh and Tigger.
Two.
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing... the infiltrator, who I've named Smoke.
Are you smoking yet?
I don't get the joke.
Right now.
You're
young.
I don't know.
Read your look and stuff.
Oh.
How do you look?
I look like a person.
Wow. He's looking like a man.
He has focused eyes. He's got a weathered face. I think, he's a little older. Maybe like he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
He's an athletic body, athletically built, and some military, wears like military type of clothing.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry. Keep going.
And, Smoke is... he owes the Kansas City Mafia. He's because they paid for his cyberware. And one of the missions they had him go was get valuable information on what was the other place? Missouridine's high tech weaponry. Which was what made James switch over sides, and that's it.
What kind of cyberware do you have?
My cyberware is a neural interface with data storage.
Okay. So that's kind of, you get the jack-in move?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have access to the Matrix, so you can do hacker shit.
Yeah.
You can jack off.
Oh, well, no one else is a hacker, so I decided I'd probably need something.
No, all right, so you can access the Matrix now. That's good. And what kind of infiltrator did you make? Cat burglar
He's a cat burglar.
Face.
Yeah, okay. No, he's a cat burglar. So he's more covert, stealth. He's pretty good hack, and he's also pretty. To pay off the mafia, he is a bounty hunter to get some monies.
Alright.
Because he rather not owe the mafia. That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
It's on his New Year's resolution to not owe the mafia anymore.
That's my New Year's resolution.
Don't owe the mafia money.
How's it going so far?
Bad.
We're still waiting for your payments.
Oh god, he's here.
Is that why your finger's missing? I was gonna ask.
I was hoping no one would notice.
Yeah, I was wondering why James had broken your kneecap.
I was hoping no one would notice. Like I dragged myself in here.
Yeah, so why don't you tell us about your character to distract yourself from the pain.
Alright. Hello, I'm Eric. I will be playing the killer, and his name is Chuckles. He's, where's my look? He is...
Oh, you think I'm funny?
Yeah.
Think I'm here to amuse you?
Like some kind of clown?
He's got dead eyes, a weathered face, a muscular body, and military wear. He has military wear because he is a member of the Missouri military. He used to be a very jovial fellow, joking around a bunch, and being generally pleasant to be around, besides the fact that he was a killer. Then I guess the army decided they wanted to optimize their soldiers, and they gave me my cyberware to help me be a more effective killer, in the process also eliminating most of my emotions, keeping me a little more...
The RoboCop you.
Yeah.
Well, you also said that they like dampened your PTSD, right?
Because right.
You fought in the Kansas-Missouri border war.
Right. Yeah, so that
was very uneventful.
It helped me not be so traumatized at the expense of not being so anything else.
Yeah.
His cyberware, he's got a neural interface with targeting suite that was given to him by the military. The military paid for it, now I owe them. I had pulled a job against Sci-Fi because they, what do you call it? In the job that James had described, Missouri Dime believed that they did not get their fair cut and that someone was undercutting them over at Sci-Fi. And it turned out that, you know, there was someone working on their own there for their own profit, so I was sent to take care of that and get us back what we were owed.
Okay.
And it worked out pretty well.
Not for that guy.
I helped.
Yes.
Sent to kill, but...
Alex helped, too.
Yep.
Cool.
Also, I would like to point out that we did help Maya. Alex and I.
All right.
And I helped James.
Just so everyone is not... Me? All the listeners are not left in the dark. In our dystopian cyberpunk future, the state of Nebraska has privatized its operations and become a company called Nebrasco. A couple of other states have followed suit, Kansas included. Missouri, however, did not. They were involved in a brief but bloody border skirmish over the Missouri part of Kansas City. And there is currently a demilitarized zone for a couple of hundred yards on either side of the Missouri River where the state border is. This game is going to be set and take place primarily in Free KC in Missouri. So, to kick things off, you guys have a job offer from a client named Mr. Knight.
Oh, I forgot something.
What?
I forgot to describe my weapons.
Okay, go ahead. Fill us in.
I have my custom weapon is called the Mizuridine Show Me Saber. It's a sword that could do some shock damage. It's very strong. And I have my machete, which I call Snap, my Missouridine Show-Me Saber, which I call Crackle, and I have, I believe, an Assault Rifle, which I call Pop. I do not remember why this was clever.
Oh, he thought it was clever.
At some point.
Also, I forgot to say that Rook has, his body is covered, so he's got, like, almost sleeves of tattoos, but, like, old-school Sailor Joe-style tattoos.
Yeah, American traditional.
Yeah. Sailor Moon style?
No.
I like American traditional tattoos.
Huh? They're cool.
I like Sailor Moon tattoos.
So good.
That's not American traditional at all, Sailor Moon.
No. So, as I was saying, you guys have a job offer from a client named Mr. Knight.
K-N-I-T or N-I-T?
K-N-I-T. K-N-I-G-H-T.
Mr. Knit.
Mr. Knit.
Mr. Knigget.
Mr. Knight has asked that you meet him in a pachinko parlor in Lower Kansas City.
It's like Tokyo?
Yes. It's Tokyo! It's a Japanese import. We're going with that flavor of cyberpunk.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So Lower Kansas City is the area under the floof that has been built up. So, like, I think probably, like...
I like that word.
Figure like 15 or 20 stories high, covers most of the city. They built up a superstructure on huge struts so they could build more city on top of the original city.
So there's actually like an upper city and a lower city.
Yes, there's an upper city and a lower city. So you guys are going to the lower city, and it's dark and dreary and depressing.
At least it's not raining, because
no.
It can't.
No, though sometimes there is a disconcerting drip from above. You can see all of the power and water and sewer lines that are all exposed on the underside of the floof, and they have like massive clusters of lights that light the lower city, but they don't really do very well at it. So it's always kind of an eerie twilight in the Undercity. So which of you arrives at the pachinko parlor first?
I will.
All right.
Well, I was hoping the driver would get there first.
are they going with you, or are you all arriving separately?
I don't know if they're on the job yet.
All right.
I figured in the admission docket I would ask if, you know, they'd send a company car, so I don't have to walk.
Eric, can you give me a donut? Look at the kinds. Whatever. Surprise me.
You're responsible for your own transportation. Okay. You just have the name of the contact and the place.
I suck. Nothing.
You don't know anything about the job or... Smoke.
Yes.
You show up at this place.
Mm-hmm.
There is loud, blaring J-pop playing.
Oh, yeah. Big metal?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me chocolate.
It is an eyeball fuck in this place. All right. It's like a combination of a casino. It's got one of those really loud, like, bowling alley carpets. Everything is blaring neon pink and blue and green. you see toward the back of the place, there's the counter where you go up to redeem your pellets. And behind the counter there is a matronly Japanese woman with cybernetic eyes.
I was like, what's like the weapon carry like law?
Probably don't get caught.
Yeah.
Alright, so then I did not bring my sniper rifle and my sword, so I have my
sniper rifle would probably get you some stairs.
So I have
this is a demilitarized zone?
You're not currently anywhere near the DMZ. So
alright, so I'm just gonna.
On the other hand, this is America.
Just in case, I'll let you know, I did bring silenced handguns.
Okay, so you got your pistols, your packing.
Your Agent 47s.
Yeah. I have a silenced pistol. Just in case.
The,
I could probably hide that. Like,
the Japanese lady kind of grunts at you, and she motions toward the machines. Mm. Many of them are open. There are only, like, There's only one person in the place. He's sitting and, you know, twisting a little knob, watching the pellets, and he's kind of like a fat guy, glasses. What happened?
You said he's kind of like a fat guy, and I said in a little coat.
I will walk behind him, stand behind him, walk over, stand behind him, like...
He goes, "You're late."
I have a weight problem.
I look at my watch.
You're not late.
This is the cyberpunk future. It's a chronometer.
He looks at his chrono.
There seems to be no one else on the here. What time is I expected to be?
I said 3.
Yeah, what time is it right now?
It's 2:55.
Yeah, it's 2:55.
Well, kind of lose track of time in this place. He uses the last of his balls in the tray and he goes, "Shit." And he fishes out his wallet and puts some more money into the machine, gets another.
You up or you're down?
I'm down. Have a seat. Might as well play.
I'm not a betting man.
All right.
I want to show up exactly at 3.
I'm not a gambler. Sorry.
As will I.
Okay. So you two roll into the place. Same thing I described to Meyer.
Do we know who else is being offered this job?
You guys.
That's big.
I will say that.
I'm sorry, but Eric's blocking most of my view, and you got up and you just reached down like, "Oh, that's big. I thought you were grabbing your crotch." Like, wow.
I will say that you guys saw in however you were recruited, the skill set, so like the talent that people were looking for, and you're vaguely familiar with each other as people who do semi-legal shit in
Kansas
City.
Well, considering I helped
City.
Him
escape.
Yeah.
No, I just, yeah, no, but yeah.
I figure I'll be starting up right on time, too, because I'm all military, all about, you
know, yeah, punctuality.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I'm showing up exactly on time, because that was the time that was stated on the docket. That's the time I'm showing up.
I mean, if one of you, like, referred another, that's cool, too. Like, basically, as long as everyone that the employer needed.
I know a good driver.
So how many people's limits on this side?
You and 3 others.
Well, Mac and Chuckles. Funny running into you here.
What's funny about it?
Right. Forgot about that. How you boys doing?
I'm well.
People?
No, I don't have that one. I'm not...
We've got a streak of emotionally neutered characters.
Yeah. The fat gentleman looks you guys over and says, "You gentlemen want to park yourselves and feed the machine. Mrs. Takamura doesn't like it when you hang around and don't play."
Rook waits until he walks into the building to stop and light a cigarette.
The matronly Japanese woman behind the counter grunts at you, but doesn't stop you.
I figure she would be smoking, too. Oh, no, this isn't... She's Japanese, not Chinese. Never mind.
When I said it's...
Oh, yeah, only Chinese people.
No, it's just because that, like, when you let your ash go when you smoke, and people call it, like, it's the Chinese way, because they don't ash their cigarettes. They let it burn all the way out until the ash falls off on its own. So that's why... I figured, I know Japanese people smoke too, but it's just not the way that Chinese people are known for smoking, so they would be smoking indoors as opposed to.
This long explanation of why I'm not racist.
Do we have to spend cred to get.
Cred is an abstraction. Okay. So no. Okay. You can gamble at the pachinko machines without spending cred, because like you could get cybernetic surgery for like 6 or 8 cred.
So Rook grunts back at the old Japanese lady behind the counter, slides her some money and gets some pachinko balls and goes and sits down on the other side of Mr. Knight. Who I'm assuming is Mr. Knight.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a cheap ass about it. I'm going to check other machines and see if people didn't pick up any of their chips and just gamble with that. Or anything that might have fallen on the floor.
You know what? Yeah, you find like half a tray of balls that somebody won and didn't redeem. So you can just sort of like pour them into the machine.
So, this is an interesting place for a meeting.
Mm-hmm. It's very loud.
By the way, what
grid or addiction?
When I said 3, I meant AM. So it's the middle of the night.
Okay.
He without looking at any of you, he's completely focused on the machine. He says, I have been authorized to contract the four of you to perform us a service regarding Pentatech. They have an R&D project that they've been working on for quite some time. They've filed for a number of patents that we have information come from this project. And we want it. We want you to take it from them.
So we're stealing their new prototypes?
Something like that.
You want the actual thing or you want the information on the thing?
Well, our sources tell us that most of the pertinent information is on a server in their R&D building that is labeled Bassinet. So you guys capture the Bassinet server, bring it back to us, get paid.
The whole server, or you just want us to copy it over?
Best to just copy it. Best to bring it in, I would say.
Alright. So someone has to roll get the job?
Yes. So what this does is you guys decide
my edge is plus
among yourselves who wants to actually like talk turkey with Mr. Knight, because he gave you like the preliminaries and stuff.
Whoever has the best edge, basically.
Plus one.
I have one.
I have two.
So there you go.
You got it, buddy.
You got it. Don't fuck it
all
up.
All you.
All right. So roll plus edge. And that's on the basic moves.
Plus Christian.
Right there. It's on the back.
You want a 10 plus, so we get good stuff.
Edge wrestling.
Yeah, so roll plus edge.
What's wrestling?
Mech.
I don't know.
All right, so 6 and 3 plus 2, that's 11.
Nice.
Okay, hooray. So you choose 3 from the list.
Top right.
That's right.
On the back.
Well, it's double sided.
Yeah. Let's see.
I would say useful information is good.
Yeah, that's information is one.
The employer provides useful assets. The job pays well. The meeting doesn't attract attention, and the employer is identifiable. I would say the meeting doesn't attract attention is good.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna do information, assets, and no attention.
Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds
good.
Is that okay
the
with
job
everyone?
Pay
as well. We get 3.
No more useful assets.
What?
I don't give a fuck if it. If it attracts attention, I can just shoot people.
Right, but the more attention we draw, the harder the job gets.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't want to pay well.
So you want me to get rid of assets and do pay well instead?
Alright, so the way that Intel and Gear works is during the legwork phase. You guys accumulate. The legwork phase is when you do like your research and you figure out what your plan is. Mm-hmm. Anything before actually going to the job site and doing the job.
Mm-hmm.
You can get those two resources. Intel, you can spend at any point during the action phase to reveal that you know something interesting or important. So like the location of an air vent or security passcode or something like that. Gear is the same thing, except with, like, you know, I just happen to get this rocket launcher, or security uniforms, or ID badges, or whatever else it is you need. We leave those things vague until you actually need them, and then you say what they are and how you got them.
You mean, yeah. I mean, you roll it, so whatever you want.
You know what, I think I'm gonna... Well, my character actually has a move that actually gives us the gear that we may possibly need. Well,
and you
for
can,
me.
Like, that's the whole point, or part of the point of the legwork phase, is to get those things.
Yeah. This would just give us more. It's up to you.
All right, so I'm going to do information, no attention, and good pay.
Okay.
So that gets us one intel. So I'm going to keep track of that stuff.
Okay. So he's got like a shopping bag between his feet, and he kicks it over to you, Mac, and he says, there's a dossier in there with some relevant intel.
Sounds good.
Once you've acquired the goods, you get in touch with me.
The way they contact you in here?
Yeah.
How big is the server we're talking? Filing cabinet, briefcase.
I have no idea.
Okay.
All I know is that it has data we want on it, and it may contain or have as part of it proprietary hardware that we could use stand to take a look at.
Right. Okay.
So once you have it, get in touch with me. I'll arrange a meeting place, and you can drop it off.
Sounds simple enough. Simple snatch and grab?
Yeah.
What manner of compensation will we be receiving for this?
Okay, so out of character. Each of you guys can choose to put up 1, 2, or 3 of your cred.
Oh, right.
Since James picked the job pays well, you get back 3 times as much as you put up. Mm-hmm. So how much is everybody putting up?
James is putting up 3.
Okay. Something else I should point out. If you put up 3 cred, I have countdown clocks here. For your legwork phase and your action phase. For everybody who puts up 3 cred, it makes noise because you're investing a lot of resources. So you can do that, but it crosses things. Right now, both clocks are at everything's cool. As you go through the legwork phase, every time you fuck up a roll, it crosses things off the clock. And the concept, you know, more and more people learn about what you're doing. The action phase, the action clock depends on how, really monitors how much the company knows about what you guys are doing and what their security response is. So the more things get crossed off the action clock, the harder it'll be for you guys to get in and out without being noticed.
I forget, is there any benefit to putting up 3 credit, or do we just get more back at the end?
You just get more back at the end.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put up 2.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking 2 for myself.
I'm going to do 2 as well. I thought, you know, we get more benefits from putting up 3 other than just...
No, it's just however much of your resources... So everybody's putting up 2?
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, the job pays 12 cred.
Wait.
12?
Shout out. 8. 10, 12? Oh, sorry. 6. Sorry. 2, 24. 4, 6, 8. Yeah. 24. 3 times, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Way to try to cheat us, Ryan.
Hey.
Good catch.
Hey. Stop being mean to Ryan. It's his birthday.
It's true.
It is.
Yep.
Wow.
You're so cheating.
All right. Mr. Knight. So we have to break. Where do we have to break into again? Out of character.
Pentatech.
We're going after Pentatech.
He said the server is in the R&D building on their Kansas City campus, which is in the upper city.
Steel server bassinet.
Yep, steel server bassinet.
From Pentatech.
From Pentatech.
From Pentatech.
Bring it back.
Pentatonics.
I love them. They're amazing.
Should be easy enough.
Dude, I hate all music.
I say sarcastically. I
hate music.
Every bit of music.
What about baby?
Well, I already know a little bit about Pentatech, considering I used to work for them, but then we double-crossed them for...
Cred?
Yeah, and so they might have changed things up.
Double-cross things. Well, we'll have to do some legwork, figure out what's what.
All right,
you
so
probably don't want to show your face right next to the building. Just
no,
yet.
Not at all.
Do you guys, have worked together before, but not regularly? Is there a place where you can go to plan? Or are you going to sit here in the pachinko parlor?
No, no, we should not sit here in the pachinko parlor.
I have an apartment.
Sure.
All right, so where
can
is?
Cram into my car if you want. But,
where is Smoke's apartment?
It's in an abandoned building.
Okay.
That you have to take. The elevator goes. Let's see. It's gonna be a view. No view. So it goes down.
Okay. Mm. So it's like a. It's like a. It's a sub basement apartment.
Yes.
So you get into this. You get into this rickety old elevator.
They can only go down 3 floors before it shuts off, so you have to get off at the 2nd floor and walk the rest of the way.
And Smoke leads you down this dilapidated, disgusting hallway, stairwell.
You know, when you said apartment, this isn't quite what I had in mind.
What if my enemies
are slept in war zones that are cleaner than this?
My apartment's not dirty. Plus, listen. Maybe it's going to make part of my enemies to come and get the jump on me.
Well, that's a fact. After that elevator ride?
You know, war zones are not meant to be clean. They are commonly dirty.
Yes.
I forgot how funny you are, Chuckles.
Thank you.
No, your response was, so did I.
Oh, damn, that's bleak.
All right, so we got to figure out what we're going to do.
My apartment is kind of minimalistic, but it's clean.
Okay.
Is the furniture stuff that you found, stuff that you made?
Yes.
Yes.
Or just not there?
Found.
wait, what about my character?
He's the infiltrators, right?
It's so stuff I found, but I'd have... modified it for certain stuff. Like, you know, there's hidden storage and stuff like that.
Alright.
I assumed it's stuff you found. You know,
well, it's found. Hard for one person to steal a sofa and get it down 3 flights.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's why I have friends.
I've stolen a sofa before.
I figure we get in there, it's like, this stuff still has a price tag on it.
I didn't
off the back of a truck.
I didn't steal it.
Is this an abandoned apartment building?
Yeah.
Oh, so it could have just scrounged furniture.
Yeah.
Units and stuff.
Maybe no. No, it's not. It's like a. Maybe.
I was thinking when you said furniture, there's like just detritus that's been stacked into. So there's like a pile of pallets that is the table and like old wire things that you could sit on for chairs.
No, that's furniture.
All right.
But like I said, I've modified it.
Yeah.
Cinder blocks and planks for bookshelves and.
It's not like, you know, it doesn't look cool. It's not like.
Sorry, I got my hole. So.
It's like minimalistic type of, you know, functional.
Okay.
You know,
like all this PVC pipe that used to be the
like
plumber.
You know, you don't see a bed because there's like a Murphy bed and stuff like.
Okay.
You know, there's multiple purposes for my.
Gotcha, gotcha. So it's tiny.
It's a lot of space.
Okay, so it's huge, but there's a Murphy bed.
You know, gotta be economical.
Right.
Yeah.
You never know what you want to do with all that room.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room.
You have a bed.
So what I'm picturing here is
I just
like
to work out right there.
This is where I keep all my fucks.
It's like open.
If I had
it's like an open concept, like at the corner of the kitchen, and then like, you know. It's,
yeah. What I'm picturing is like a tiny, tiny pool of light that just recedes into this vast, darkened space.
Yeah.
With like a couple of chicks and
yeah.
stuff in
where
it.
You move, the light will happen. Saves energy.
All right. So it's got motion tracker lights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So.
And also on the floor. It's like high tech. It's cool.
My feeling is this job is not going to be as easy as our employer makes it out to be.
Oh, no, not at all.
They never are. But, so, we need to figure out a few things. We're going to pull up we're going to get our heist board out.
And our dry erase markers and
yeah.
index cards.
It's like a smart home, too. Like welcome back, smoke.
All right, so we need to find out about Pentatech security.
Is it in your voice, but modified to sound like a woman?
Welcome back, me.
Yes, I modified my voice to sound like a girl.
All right, so it's the stuff. So,
no, there's probably like a program you can just download. And
so you have like a weak AI assistant, like a Siri type thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Jerry, how hot is it today? Hotter than your ass.
Is there like a dry erase board for planning?
Yeah.
So Rook goes over to it and starts writing. All right. So we need as much info as we can get.
You have to use the black marker. You couldn't use the other colors. Black is so typical.
Black is basic. This is preferred.
We'll remind you guys that you're the ones who said you have to be gone in it.
I know. That's why I was trying to stop the 20-minute discussion of the furnishers. Furnishings. All right, so.
It's immersion.
We need to find out as much as we can about Pentatech security. Any other info we can get about this bassinet. Maybe someone knows something. We need floor plans of the building so we know what it is we're getting into. Anyone else?
You know, the floor plans, the layout of the building.
What manner of security they have.
No, all I'm things I already
over.
Said.
I know, I'm going over this stuff.
Being that I used to work there, would I know at least some of the floor plans? Or would it be that I worked in a different wing? Or? So like a luck roll?
You were never actually on site.
Okay.
What about like uniforms? So then we can go in and out to inspect it.
Well, first we need to find out what the security is. Then we can figure out if we're going to need uniforms. We might not.
Okay, so there are a couple of things that you guys can do in order to research. You can talk to people you know. Everybody gets to declare one contact per game. You say who you know and what information you're looking for, and then you roll the hit the street move. If you are looking up like records and stuff, you can do research. If you're actually like going to the campus and scoping the place out, it's assess.
I have an ability here that's here's the plan. It's like when you plan a mission, everyone to whom you assign a task takes a +1 ongoing while they act on that task, according to the plan.
Okay.
Anyone who rolls a miss or goes off the plan loses their bonus for that mission.
All right.
All right.
So I will let you do that for the for each phase if you want. So basically, since you're the soldier, you order them around, like, okay,
Like you have access to the net. You
right.
Look online.
Rook, you yeah. take your drones and scope out the campus.
That's what I was thinking.
I was thinking I was also probably better at assessing than at either of the other two.
Well, Vanessa has space for two.
All right.
I mean, I'm pretty good with infiltrating places alone.
Well, no, we're not infiltrating yet.
I'm just saying, when the job happens.
Well,
I'm
going to
bring
in
all eyes on me, so you can sneak in while I have eyes on me if it comes down
to No,
that.
One person sneaking in is bad.
That's kind of my forte.
Okay, then what happens when the server is the size of a refrigerator?
I mean, I could
Well, first we need to figure out where all these things are located.
And I'm not talking about doing the whole job myself. I'm just saying I can come in.
All right, so
before you guys walk in,
Mac, if you're giving people orders, give people specific orders, and then they'll get their bonuses. So who are you telling to do what?
I got to remember people's names. Rook, you have drones, right?
Yep.
You want
to
go?
Calvin and Hobbs are ready to roll.
You want to head down to the Pentatech and see if you can scout out the area, see what it looks like, see if they have rounds, get a view from the sky?
Sure.
Smoke.
Yeah.
You have access to the net, right?
Yep.
Can you see who or two they have contracted protecting them right now?
Sure.
And
floor plans.
And floor plans.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that they might have added recently.
Yep.
Chuckles.
Yes.
I have no idea what your forte is.
Humor.
I have an idea.
Chuckles, what are you good at?
Killing.
All right, so...
How about Chuckles comes with me? I'll scope out the building. Chuckles can keep an eye on the personnel. See if there's any weak links we might be able to exploit.
Sounds like a plan. Chuckles, you go...
satisfactory.
Chuckles, you go with Rook.
And what are you
going to
do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to touch myself tonight. That's what I'm going to do.
Jesus stays back.
I order them to go do
I'm
the work.
I'm going to supervise.
And then I sit and I over the fridge, crack open a beer, and drink it while they all do the work.
No. If you,
and you gave
if
yourself
you
an
want,
order for that, you get a plus one to drinking the beer.
If you
no,
want, James,
yeah.
You can, since you said that your character has, or your firm has worked for Pentatech before,
oh, yeah,
I was
going to
say,
you
can
could,
I call, like,
you
my,
could declare a contact.
Okay.
All right. So each of you guys roll 1d6 and we'll see who goes first.
Well, Alex and I.
Alex, yeah, yeah.
I got a 5.
I got a 3.
I would have gotten a 4. So.
Rolled. It's a 5.
I got a 3. It's a tree crows in Brooklyn.
Eric got a 4. Together we got 9.
Let's see, reroll.
All right. So, yeah, why don't you guys go first?
Foist.
So you have your military vehicle, Vanessa. What does Vanessa look like?
Vanessa looks like a Jeep. She's got rugged off-road tires, but she's also pretty nondescript, so it's just kind of a black car that wouldn't really draw attention.
Okay. How are you guys going into the... Are you bringing Vanessa into the campus, or are you...
Can you?
First of all, let's say you guys take the vehicle maglifts up to the upper city. You guys don't spend much time up here. The sight of the sky makes you a little claustrophobic. But everybody up.
You mean agoraphobic?
Yeah, other way around. I am a little tired.
It's okay.
The sight of the sky makes you a bit agoraphobic. Everybody up here is very very urban professional. A lot of suits, a lot of expensive cars, a lot more open space than there is in the lower city. And even so, it's crowded. When you reach the perimeter of the campus, you can see that it is ringed by a wrought iron fence, and there is actual like grass and open space and like rolling hills that you can see.
All right. So
and there are a few buildings. So I'll let you if you just want to like drive by the perimeter, I'll let you make assess both of you on the exterior.
Well, what I'm thinking, since I can't easily get my car in there, I'm going to park and send one of my drones to do the assessing, and then Eric or Chuckles can get out and try to get closer on foot.
All right.
See what's what.
I'm just saying, like, you can do a drive-by and make assess.
I'll do that first.
On the outer perimeter.
All right, yeah. Well, let's do that first then.
Okay.
So you both roll?
Who's rolling?
Well, my edge is plus one.
So is mine.
Well, I'm driving, so you roll them.
Okay.
Unless you fuck up.
Nine.
Nine. Okay.
So you get one.
Plus one or nine all with your plus one?
Oh, nine healed. No, we get
plus
one.
With the plus. With that plus one.
Yeah.
Then 10.
All right.
I forgot. I was just giving my plus one for edge.
So you get three questions from the assess list.
Okay, let's see. What potential complications do I need to be wary of?
Yeah.
There only seems to be one way for traffic to go in or out, and there is a guard posted there. You can see that the security guard has a data pad, and he's checking people's. He doesn't seem to be like asking for ID or anything. but he is, he does seem to be taking pictures of everyone who he lets onto the campus and pictures of the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives everybody like a little security badge. So it seems like for right now you can get onto the campus fairly easily.
Right.
They're tracking people, you know, so yeah.
Right.
They will have a record.
Okay.
Let's see. Like, what do I notice despite an effort to conceal it? Maybe there's something I could find that way.
You notice that there are several potted plants in very odd positions. It takes you a second to realize what's weird about it. They are the places that you would put heavy armaments.
Oh.
So you think that maybe that these potted plants might conceal, like, turrets or, you know, some kind of defenses.
I suddenly just got the idea of the garden gnomes from Invader Zim.
So question, Ryan. One of my drones has jamming for its sensor suite.
Okay.
So that would interfere. Is that just visual, or would that like interfere with someone trying to control those turrets too?
It might, depending on how they are connected. If they're hardwired, then no.
Right, but if they're wireless, then they jam.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about so? Do your drones have any other form of vision?
One of them, my stealth drone, has thermographic vision and magnification.
Okay.
Maybe I'll have, well, we, I was going to say was my best way past, but we already know there's only one way in. Unless there isn't.
There's one official way in. Like, you can pretty much right now just drive or walk on. They take your picture, give you a badge, and a visitor badge, and send you in.
Look at your picture.
However, you notice that
so
there is...
my question. Yeah.
You notice that there is an off-campus structure, a two-story structure, that is right up flush with the fence. Mm-hmm. So if you could gain access to that, get to the roof, you could either climb or like zip line down.
Yes, we could zip line.
onto the campus.
Make sure to point this out to Rook.
Hmm. All right. That could work. You want me to let you out, or you don't want them to take your picture?
I would not like to be photographed.
Fair enough.
All right.
So when I find, I'm going to pull over in a discreet location.
Well, there's like, it's a lively downtown area. I'm assuming you waited until the morning to do this, or
yeah.
Are you doing this at 4 a.m.?
Well, we saw go to Smoke's apartment.
Yeah,
4 a.m. is the morning.
Well, yes, but like.
Well, like, I just want to find some place I can pull over so I can deploy my drone without. Being totally obvious.
Yeah, there's a parking lot nearby.
You can pull over and control your drone and have Chuckles make it look like he's working on the car, so it looks like you pulled over for a reason, mm-hmm. other than just
you've,
pulled over.
You've got a pretty wide range on the thing, so like...
I just want to make sure that it's not going to be like, hey, he's deploying a drone! Kind of thing.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Hey! Hey, that guy's a phony!
A phony!
You know what? I'll retcon a bit. Instead of just a parking lot, there's a multi-level garage. So you can like drive up onto the roof where no one wants to park because it's, you know, they have to go all the way down.
Okay.
And deploy the drone up there.
I will do that. So we'll drive up and park. And I'm going to send Hobbs out because he can fly.
All right.
I don't have to roll to do. I just do that.
You just do that.
I believe.
Now Hobbs is obvious. So
yes, he is. So no, I'm not going to deploy Hobbs. I'm going to send Calvin because Calvin's stealthy.
Okay.
It's going to take him longer, but he can do it.
Also, Hobbs would get you like a good aerial, you know.
Yeah. I could do both of them actually. My neural interface is multitasking.
Okay, so great.
So I'm going to send them both out, so Hobbs can get like. So I'm going to send Hobbs up really high to get an aerial view, and Calvin's going to go crawling down the side of the parking garage and through a little gap in the fence and around to get a ground view. All right.
So this is going to be tough for Hobbs. Calvin can get in, no problem.
Okay.
The problem with Hobbs is you're going to have to fly high enough up, that nobody notices it.
Right.
But still low enough that you could get reliable intel off of it. Well,
didn't you say it had magnification?
Does it?
No, that's the other one.
Oh, okay.
Unless, no, Hobbs is more combat-oriented. So here's the thing. When I roll for my second skin... everything says for my car. So, like, I add my car's power or looks. My drones don't have power or looks.
Let me see the drones.
They just have, like, a strength, a sensor, and a weakness.
Send in the drones! Okay. I will let you make the sensor, drones.
I like coming. This game, but some of the rules are a little
weird,
too vague. Because, like, the whole thing with the car is that you use the car's stats when you're doing stuff.
All right. You know what? I will let you roll assess plus the number of sensors it has.
Okay. So does Hobbs have to sneak?
Hobbs will be act under pressure.
Okay.
And roll that at a -1 because you have an obvious.
Yeah.
10.
So when you act under pressure, roll cool plus your car's power. So I would still roll my cool, but -1.
With a +1 from James.
With a +1 from James. So that would cancel the -1. So I just roll act under pressure.
Yeah.
Do that. 9.
9. All right.
For Hobbs.
Ooh, ice baby.
No, that's dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Stumble, hesitate, or flail the MCO off your worst this outcome. Under pressure. Or
So I'll give you this. You can definitely get a map of the entire campus from the air.
Okay.
If you want anything more detailed than that, like if you want to roll assess,
mm-hmm.
You're going to need to fly lower, and they will probably spot your drone there.
Right.
So that's up to you.
Can I roll for a Calvin first and see what he sees?
Yeah.
So just leave Hobbs hovering up there.
Right.
So
let me describe this for you. You can kind of pinpoint where Hobbs is from where Calvin is
from Hobbs.
there is a...
Hobbs is always watching out for Calvin.
There is a large central pentagon-shaped building. Seems to be something like a corporate office. Okay. They seem to have done their best to make this feel like a college campus. So there's walkways and benches and greenery all over the place. Seems to be very active. There are a lot of people. There is a building with further security around it.
Mm-hmm.
There's another guard post.
Right.
You would think that's the R&D building. There's a power plant.
Cool plant with power.
And then there's a structure that seems to be an employee dormitory.
Okay. So I'm going to send Calvin, towards the supposed R&D building first.
All right.
So you said I can roll assess plus the number of sensors it has?
Yes.
So assess, so it's plus one for edge, and then plus two for the sensors.
Edge was Christian.
I said that before.
Because the...
What's wrestling?
I don't know either.
Because the second skin, everything like with the car, I use the car's stats in addition to my stats. So
yeah,
I can use edge.
That's fine, okay. Yeah.
So that's plus three, so that's 10.
10, all right.
All right, So I'm thinking Calvin skitters up under one of the benches and, like, goes up on the underside and then rotates its camera so it's not upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So three hold.
Remember when Ed called me Edge?
Yeah. What is my best way in?
Through the front door, silly.
This area seems to be quite a bit more well guarded. There is a razor wire fence around it with only one, you know, guard post in out. You could probably sneak around from the back and snip the fence.
Right. Okay. What do I notice despite an effort to conceal it?
Same thing that I said to Eric. There are
concealed turrets.
This place is under pretty heavy surveillance, but the cameras are well hidden.
Okay. What potential complication do I need to be wary of?
Oh, I was just asking all my questions.
It's not your questions, it's a game's question.
I wrote them.
No, you did.
This is a very, very busy area, especially at this time of day. There are a lot of active personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And there are actually security guards. They don't appear to be armed with anything heavier than pistols.
Okay.
But they are armed.
Okay. Can I roll again to send Calvin to that power plant?
Calvin doesn't need to sneak, so you can just send him there.
Well, I mean to assess.
Okay,
to assess.
So you can he skitters over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could go deeper into the R&D lab if you want, but that would definitely be act under pressure.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Should I send Calvin into the lab now?
I would check out the power plant.
He's always
in
trouble
going
like
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm gonna have him scout the power plant first. So that's still assess.
Okay.
Right. 10 again.
Ten.
Make the snowmen tag each other.
So power plants.
So you see, it is organized around a weird, like, central domed building. And there are flanking towers. Around on each corner,
like guard towers.
They're not guard towers. There seems to be some kind of machinery that runs from the dome. Like there are wires that run from the dome to the towers.
Okay. What potential complication do I need to be wary of?
You see people walking around this area. They're not quite wearing like hazmat suits, but a lot of them are wearing heavy gloves and very thick-soled boots.
Okay.
So you'd assume there's maybe dangerous equipment or, you know, like live wires or, you know, something electrical going on.
Where can I gain the most advantage?
What are you trying to achieve in getting advantage?
I guess... let me... Instead, how is the power plant vulnerable to me?
There's this big button that says emergency shut off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't push, Rook.
Yeah.
You can see the... you can see the point where the... the voltage is stepped down to send it to the campus.
Okay.
So you could, if you disable that, I guess the word would be transformer. If you disable that transformer, you can take the campus down. Okay. It's actually powering it goes to the wider grid.
Oh, okay.
But you can see that they power the campus on site.
Gotcha. And what potential complication do I need to be wary of? Door knocks.
Jesus.
same deal with the R&D building.
Darmed guards.
Darmed guards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shut
up. Fewer than the R&D building, but you can see the darmed guards and the security cameras, okay, despite their efforts to hide them.
So I will relay this to Chuckles.
All right, I have information.
I think I should send Calvin in for a closer look, or do we want him back off for now?
You do not want to be spotted.
Yeah, that's true. All right, come on home, boys. So I'm gonna recall the drones.
All right. So that's good. Hobbs wasn't spotted. Calvin gets out without being noticed. They scurry up
cool. The
parking garage. Smoke, you were next, correct?
That's me. I mean, my character.
And you were gonna jack into the mesh and do some research.
Yeah.
All right. So where are you looking for this information? You could check like public records. If you want, you could try to hack into their intranet.
I'm gonna try public records first, and if not, I'll hack into their net.
Okay. So roll plus mind.
Plus mind. I got a 10.
Okay.
Oh, 11, because James gave you
the plus one.
I got an 11.
Yeah.
All right, so you get one intel.
Nice.
You get two questions.
Don't get pig in a poke. Wait. How about pig? What am I...
Research.
Oh, that's research.
Oh.
Wait, I think I can do some of the research. I think I'm a thing good for something.
You should find out.
Yeah.
No. When you use research to search internally or externally stored data. Am I doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gain an extra intel on a hit.
Cool. Nice.
So you get two intel.
Choose two of the following tags. Plus one in accessible partition. Encrypted, high capacity, or high speed.
That's for your... What?
That's for his neural implant.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to choose.
Oh. Well, I didn't do that.
Well, you should pick now.
Pick now or forever hold your peace.
I would like... What's an accessible partition?
That means you can be like Johnny Mnemonic. So, like, someone could download a packet of data into your brain, and you can't get to it.
Yeah, that's not good. I'll do encrypted. And high capacity. So a bunch of stuff.
Okay. Cool. So if you're looking for pay data, that'll come in handy. So you get two intel, and you guys get plus one forward when you're acting on those answers that I gave you.
Yeah.
Nice. So my question will be, How secure is Patriot for
Pentatech?
Pentatech.
Fattery.
How many guards are there?
Fairly secure.
Okay.
They are required to. They are required by law to say that they have security contracts with a smaller private security contractor. But you notice they also have a contract with an emergency response paramilitary unit.
Okay.
So if shit goes really pear-shaped, you will have some soldiers to deal with.
Okay.
Of course. I like pears.
What do they... Okay. What was it? We want to see who they help.
We need a floor plan, too.
I thought that you also wanted to need to figure out who they were working with or something? Or?
Yeah, well, if they're working with private security, which you just did...
Yeah.
We definitely need a floor plan. Any info about bassinets? We need as much intel as we can get. You're doing research, right?
Yeah.
But it says the MC will answer your question and answer a follow up question.
So yeah, you get a second question.
Oh, so you get one
personal question and then a question from the list.
Well, you asked a question from the list, right?
Yes.
So you just get a, you don't have to ask a question from the list. You just ask
a question.
Oh my gosh.
Freedom. Mm. Yay.
Good question.
What's the best way to solve this game?
Not talk about the furniture for 20 minutes.
it was 5 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't 20 minutes. I was exaggerating. For that, I apologize.
Thank you.
Not.
Oh. Damn.
Oh, Bree's bringing it back.
What's all right,
up? I just got wrecked.
Yep, served.
I don't know.
Floor plan. Get a floor plan.
Yeah, what's the floor plan of this place?
Okay. You get kind of a basic floor plan that was on public file.
Or would it be the intel is the floor plan?
Basic. You could spend an intel to say that you've got the floor plan.
Oh, okay. So then I'll ask...
You could ask about information regarding bassinet.
Yeah. Tell me about... Yes, that's not a question. Can you tell me about bassinet?
What is bassinet about?
What is bassinet about?
If I were a bassinet, what would I be about?
There are a number of patents that...
what is the exact location of bassinet?
That Pentatech has filed lately in the areas of neural interfaces and neural interface technology. It looks like they've developed a novel approach to hardwiring a human brain to a computer.
That's not good.
And there is sure also... There is also some interesting work that they've done lately in gene mapping and gene sequencing.
That's good.
You see that a couple of the papers that they published make reference to a project called Gossamer Cord.
Gossamer Cord.
That they are running internally. And once or twice the public representatives for the company have mentioned something called bassinet.
Mm. Okay. Gossamer. All right. That was it. That was my two questions.
Well, that was the public stuff.
That was the public
stuff. Oh, I'm going to try to hack into the system.
Okay. So this gets a little... The hacking moves get a little complicated.
Okay.
All right. So the first thing...
Eric's favorite.
You get the jack-in move from the hacker, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So... Okay, so that just gives you access to the matrix moves. I thought it was the other one. All right. The first thing that you have to do is log in to the system. So when you jack in,
you're taking notes. All right, good, because I got.
Have fun.
I will.
Hope everything comes out okay.
I don't know why.
Do you have a deck?
Yeah, I have an infiltration deck.
Okay. Ooh. So what stats does it have?
I use. It gives me. Hardening 1, Firewall 1, Processor 1, Stealth 2.
Okay, and you have programs for
three, it? Yeah, three programs.
Okay, so Processor 1 means you can run one program. So what program are you running?
Win.exe.
Ooh. I will do... I already have Stealth 2. I'll do Lock. That's not my not compromising security. I guess manipulate. I manipulate the system, so...
Okay.
Because, yeah, I'm compromising... I'm not locking anything down. I'm not... I don't know. I already have some stealth. So, yeah, I'll do manipulate.
Okay.
Manipulate the system.
So the way this works is hardening. Yeah. If you encounter any ICE programs, which are active security AIs, mm-hmm. Nothing fully self-aware, but nasty programs that will hurt you. Yeah. Hardening, you can spend points of hardening to keep it from burning out your deck. Firewall protects your program, so it'll keep them from shutting down.
But there's no more firewall.
Different game.
And
imbecile.
Stealth. If anything gets a trace on you,
yeah.
you can as long as your stealth is higher than its trace, it won't be able to locate where you are.
Okay.
So, the first thing you have to do is log in. You come up to the Pentatech corporate matrix area.
Mm-hmm.
And it is almost idyllic. It's pretty much an exact map of the campus as I just described it to Rook and Chuckles. Okay. Except it's digitized and everything, like all of the pastoral elements, the greenery, the blue sky are all dialed up to 11. So you get to the wrought iron fence around the web presence, and you have to like talk your way past the security gate.
Okay.
So roll plus synth to
tell
log
how
in.
Pretty it is.
Flattery will get every.
Plus synth. I got an 11, Bob.
11.
Yeah.
All right. you flash it some spoofed credentials that you picked up on a hacker forum,
yeah.
And it lets you through without a problem.
Thank you, sir.
You walk into the virtual Pentatech campus.
Okay.
From here, you can try to get root on the system. Which will allow you to like change user permissions, isolate subsystems, trigger or cancel alerts, shut down or reboot the entire system. There's an area that's databases. There's a security subsystem that you see.
Yeah.
There's a production control system and an R&D system.
Oh.
R&D. Well. I mean, they're all probably important.
Well, wouldn't it be cool if I root it so then I can get permission to do whatever I wanted?
Oh, yes.
And you could do that first?
Yes, there is that.
Root would probably make everything else easier, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I will try to root, please.
Okay. So, you go up to the root directory.
Yeah.
The first thing you're going to have to do is compromise security.
Okay, both of you. Compromise.
So can he switch programs?
Yes. If he wants to, he can.
Yeah. You can't.
Would it help? No.
Everything comes out okay. Or...
Huh?
No. Well, everything comes out okay.
Thank you.
Well, it's, can't go it's to like manipulate the system. Right? It has a hold plus one, so it means like...
I don't know how the matrix stuff works.
Manipulate systems. You can change your program if you want. Manipulate systems is for like controlling stuff that the computers control in the real world. Hmm. So like if you want to
turrets attack each other.
Yeah.
Okay. What about would this be compromised security then?
Yes, yeah. It would be compromised security.
All right. I'll lock that. I'll do that's lockdown. That's all. So I'll compromise security. So on a successful compromise security, hold plus one. All right. So I'll use that right now. All right. Here we go. So wait, plus what? Mind again, or was it?
It's plus mind. Yeah.
Plus mind.
Don't forget, you get a plus one for me as well.
Oh. Only once, because it was plus one forward, not on.
Oh,
one.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, so you used it already.
Okay. I got in. That's 8, 9.
Nine. All right, so you've got one hold plus
my other one. I have two hold because like when I successfully compromise security, hold plus one.
Okay.
Well, it says plus one ongoing while they act on that on the task according to the plan.
Oh, ongoing. So yes. Yeah, then you do get plus.
Oh, so I got 10.
Ten. Okay, great. So you get three hold plus one. Uh-huh. So you have control over. You can like reboot the whole system. You can. I think they're on the reverse side of the the moves you can do. You have access to root.
So they get three of them?
Four. This whole thing is that there's like a big data tree and you walk up to it
and go, you are mine.
Yeah, you just kind of reach out and a little console forms in the air in front of you.
Yggdrasil?
I guess
and you can see arcs of data going off into the different areas of the system. You also see like what appear to be like floating clusters of rotating knives. Those are the security measures, the ICE protocols.
Yeah.
You don't
you could probably deactivate
them. They are ignoring you for now.
Okay.
So what do you want to do at the root level? You could give yourself administrative privileges.
That's what I would like to do.
Okay, so that spends one hold, and you are now an admin on their entire system.
That's nice. So I'm in their system.
So you make up like a fake employee name.
Yeah.
Reginald Bell Johnson. No, Carl Winslow.
I would like to.
You could. I would probably be good to disable the ice on the R&D system, so that way you can just basically walk right in
and do whatever you need.
Yeah, sure. I'll
virtually.
Do that. I'll deactivate the R&D controls.
Okay.
Does he have to spend all four hold?
No, but he only has that hold when he's accessing this system. So if you want to do something later, you can keep your hold and come back.
More? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because then like, you could shut everything down later.
Yeah.
That could be good.
If I alert anything, I can cancel that alert. Mm. Then I can reboot everything, I guess.
Can you get those key codes that they give out? Like, get the codes for those so we can get our own set so we can just walk right in?
Not with root.
Yeah. Okay. Not
right, no, I wasn't here for a lot of the conversation. No. Sorry, I had to pee, so I don't know what it is.
Security knows what happened.
Yeah, you can see what kind of building security they have on the R&D building.
That would be very good.
Yeah.
So wait, so disable the ice there, too.
So that's three. So
that's three. So you'd have one hold.
One more
so yeah, so keep one in reserve.
And that'll only last for this session, though.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So next session, I would let you...
For this job, right?
Well,
because, like, if we finish the planning stage and then don't get to the...
Yeah.
Because it's already after 11.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll check right now the security nodes for now and see what's going on there.
All right. So that is going to be... compromise security.
Okay. Mind again.
Yeah. To see how many holds you get.
Plus two.
And plus one from Jimmy.
Oh my god, I'm rolling great. That's a 12.
Great. So you got,
great.
Four hold again, I think.
Come around later during the job.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So minor. I would like, so I have four of these. Activate monitor. Activate deactivate prism. I would. I guess I'd like to but right now, that's not really help me. Though. Okay,
those are just suggestions too. So, like, if you want,
I
will let you take an intel or
where I know where every
you know where all the security cameras are.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I'll track where all the security cameras.
So we get an intel.
Yeah. I would also say
a kind of a layout of the place.
Yeah, you have a map of the place.
Nice.
Okay.
And you can if you log into the system later, you can spend that hold. I think like since you're just getting information, it was compromised security, but you would have to actually manipulate systems in order to get the if you actually wanted to, like, loop the security feeds or shut it down or anything.
I can do that later, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do that later.
Making himself an admin in the root system gives him access to, like, everything, right?
Yes.
All right. And then I guess I want to go R&D now and see what's up with that.
Okay.
I'll try to find the best in that.
Okay.
I'm James. Cough, cough.
Oh, I'm James. Tomorrow, James finds out he has chronic coughing.
Chronic? Sir, you suffer from chronic coughing.
Amazing!
So,
James,
you go over.
Down next time.
Wheezing!
You go over in the virtual representation of the campus to the area where the area where the R&D building is. Mm-hmm. You can see it doesn't mimic the physical layout of the building, but since you're an admin on the server, you see all kinds of overlays and signs pointing you in different directions. You see a sign marked "Playroom Server Bassinet."
Okay.
Wait, those are three different things or one thing?
It's something called Playroom.
Yeah.
Running on server Bassinet.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Okay. You head down a hallway.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is going to be fun.
Yeah. Great.
What's the worst that can happen?
He did disable the ice here.
Yeah, he did. You see the knife clusters have all sort of like tucked themselves away into little cubbies in the walls,
mm-hmm.
And they are inert.
That's where I keep my knife clusters.
The balls are inert.
So at the end of the hallway, you see one of those doors with a key panel on it,
mm-hmm.
And it is labeled Playroom.
Oh gosh, I don't know.
What do you do?
I'm gonna try it. Well. Did my admin abilities open it? Can you open it up?
You can, yeah, you can show it your admin credentials, and the door swings open. Beyond it, it's really tough to describe what you see.
Uh-huh.
It is sky and like rolling land underneath it. If you want a picture, like, the closest analog I can think of is the Stargate scene from 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Okay.
Everything is weird colors, and there's just this, you know, slit scan forward motion. You see these strange amorphous forms taking shape, shapes that seem somewhat oddly familiar, and then they dissolve and reform into other shapes. Things like animals, a stop sign, part of a teapot, the inner workings of a mechanical clock.
Okay.
Weird
stuff.
It is really disorienting.
Yeah.
And you hear a child's voice say, "Who's there?"
Yeah, you're fine. The kid in the computer.
Yeah.
I'm your imaginary friend, Fred.
Who knows? It's like the word friends, but with that.
Anatoly, is that you?
Yes, it is I.
Anatoly. No, it's not Anatoly.
Oh. Who are you? No one else is allowed in here.
No, you can call me Smoke.
Okay. That doesn't sound shady at all.
Wait, that's the name my mom gave me.
Oh.
No, it's not.
I'm lying.
Oh, okay. I'm just out of character. These are all like our runner hands.
I'm lying.
Okay.
James. What's your name?
Catherine.
Oh. Well, Catherine, I guess, what are you doing over here?
Reading.
Oh, that's nice.
None of these words make sense.
Oh, no, I can't see what you're reading, so I can't exactly help you. Can I see what she's reading?
No. Now that you're paying attention, yeah. there's kind of this streaming like wall of some of them you think might be letters, but they're strange like glyphs, and they're just rolling by at incredible speeds.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't help you.
Why are you here, Smoke?
I made a wrong turn somewhere. Got lost.
Made a left turn in Albuquerque.
Make me fast talk.
No style. That's the one thing I did not take. And I really. That's a four, so that's a fail.
Alright. that's really more like convincing people to do what you want, but believing you is doing what we want, so I'm gonna find my mouse here.
What kind of, that's a lie, I guess. I'm in the wrong turn somewhere.
Yeah. That was definitely a lie.
That's a lie.
Is that you hear like puzzlement in her voice, and she says, I'm trying to get a read on where you are. I'm not used to. Is that you? You're connecting from very far away. Are you in your apartment?
I would say there's bad connection in your apartment, so you always have to go up to connect.
I wouldn't compromise my home, so I'd probably go somewhere else.
Okay, so you have like a secure connection that you use somewhere, like a
whorebox or something.
You're like at an internet cafe or something.
Yeah,
the local Buckstar.
Yeah, the local Buckstar.
Star Schmucks.
It could be a Starbucks.
Yeah,
you know they're not gonna.
This is an evil dystopian future.
Yeah, Starbucks is there. There are there's a Starbucks in front of a Starbucks inside a Starbucks.
Yeah.
She lists off the address of the Starbucks where you're currently sitting, jacked into the Matrix. Mm. Yep. What do you do?
Leave.
Yeah, I am, and I gotta actually go. It was lovely meeting you, Catherine.
Oh, I'm late. I got that thing I gotta go do.
To go make a right turn.
Alright, so you're disconnecting? I'm not gonna make you roll Jack out, because she's not a security program. She can't stop you. But she made you. She knows where you connected from, and you don't know what else she knows. Okay, so you're just like, I gotta go, and then and then you're back in the Starbucks, and there's some yuppie complaining about how they made his latte with whole milk instead of with soy milk, and
they wrote his name wrong on the
cup. Vegan.
Right, it's a dystopian future. They only have soy milk.
Okay, so
it's cyberpunk.
They made his latte with soy milk instead of almond milk.
His soy calf. Yeah, he wanted an almond calf, not a soy calf.
Since I got the layout of the place, do I know where Bassinet is, though? Or do I still have no idea?
Yes, you know, okay. You know where Bassinet is.
All right.
It is. It is actually run in a smallish room on the third floor of the R&D building.
Is there any cameras inside Bassinet?
No, but there's a camera right outside the door.
Gotcha.
So that's good.
When I jack out, I'm just gonna kind of casually get up and walk. And just leave.
I would just make it seem like you jacked in still.
No.
Did you go?
Why would I?
Well, there's no camera on you?
Doesn't matter. I mean, if she knows where he is.
Yeah.
You have a gut-wrenching moment where you hear like a siren getting louder and louder, and then a KC cop car drives by, speeds by, and the sound dopplers down, and you just let out a breath.
I'm gonna get up and walk out the back door. Is there a back door?
You walk past like the bathrooms and the entrance to the.
Employees.
The employee area and out.
Yeah. Question, Ryan.
Yes.
Since I have a remote control module for my neural interface, do I have to be in my car to drive it?
No.
I'm sensing a James Bond thing coming up.
As long as you're within range, and I'd say range is kind of loose, so like a couple of kilometers.
The RCM gives the interface wireless broadcast and reception capacity to allow the remote control of vehicles and drones.
All right, so we will.
So I really have three drones.
We will cut over to James. So just so you guys know, I have advanced the action clock one step because of Meyer.
What's that now?
It is at 1500 heightened security.
Well, I can just turn off cameras and shit.
Well, that could also be like more men.
Oh, poor women, you sexist pig!
Seriously, unbelievable.
I can't believe you. You
No, it's
women can't be security guards.
Wow.
It's not me, it's them.
Wow.
It's corporate policy.
Well, I mean, that's serious.
I don't agree with it, but that's why I don't feel bad about stealing from them.
I don't want to kill a little girl.
We don't have to kill her, we need to steal it. The server.
We just have to kidnap her.
Yeah.
That's good.
Killing her.
You don't know what is going on with that.
I think that was more of a test thing like that.
Well, you did. Didn't we find out that they were doing like mind emulation and stuff?
Neural interfaces and gene sequencing and modeling.
Okay.
And you heard a voice claiming to be someone named Catherine, who was either had access to, or if she was an AI, was running on a server called Bassinet in a program called Playroom.
Gotcha.
Right, so Mac, who are you calling up?
I'm calling my friend Sly over in Intel and my,
Declare a contact.
Yes, you write Sly.
So that you write Sly under your contacts, and you can contact him again if we play this. When you need to call in a favor from a new contact, name and describe the contact, and say why the contact owes you a favor or why you owe them a favor. The MC will ask you some questions about the contact and your relationship. Add the contact to your list. So Sly used to work for, or still does work for Sci-Fi?
Yeah, he works for Sci-Fi. He's head of the Intel division, and he usually is the one that I usually turn to when before a mission starts, and we're actually kind of drinking buds.
Okay.
We've been through it all, you know, so it's...
So how do you get in touch with, Sly, and where do you meet him?
Since this is kind of business... I figure I'd just call him in his office and just, you know.
All right, this is off the books.
Oh, this is off the books.
This is under the table.
All right. So, yeah, I shoot him a message like, hey, let's go hang out for drinks, you know, like we normally do.
All right. So you meet him at a bar or?
Yeah, at our regular spot. You know, okay. We usually go and just.
Oh, you guys have a spot?
Yeah. Like, we usually, it's our celebration place where we usually go when a mission's completed and it's good.
It's a picnic.
Or it's our drink our woes away when a mission's completing and it failed. I'll give you a
morning
bar.
Shitty dive hole in the wall, or like chain restaurant bar and grill.
Oh, this
sports
is a
bar.
Shitty dive. This place, like the swill, is terrible. But you know what? We love it. No, if anybody else brings here, they hate it. They're like, this is terrible shit, and like we drink it. We haven't gone blind yet.
Little lounge.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys walk in the bartender.
God forbid you ask for any. Fancy drink, the bartender will just pour you whatever and give it to you.
The bartender's name is Gus. He has a a cybernetic arm.
Yeah.
And he is wiping down the bar with it.
Just the arm. He has an arm attached.
He's holding his arm to wipe it. He's too lazy to walk over. He just reaches over with his arm.
He grunts at you and then
I just nod my head at him.
Doesn't even talk, doesn't say anything to you. Pulls a pint of whatever beer you drink, whatever terrible, you know, post cyberpunk beer you drink.
Natty ice.
And oh God, man, that is awful. That is bleak. Yeah. So he pulls you a pint of natty ice, which is on tap.
Shit, always gives me the worst hangover.
And slides it over to you.
Thanks. All right. Thanks.
Sly is sitting
in his usual spot.
His usual spot. He smokes like big stogies.
Yeah.
so there's a cigar smoke like cloud around him. What does Sly like? So I know what to role play.
Oh, he's pretty easygoing, pretty gruff. When he needs to be, he's a big flirt. Always flirts with all the ladies, even if they're hideous. But you know, he still pays attention to them. He'll pay attention to anybody. He's a real go getter.
All right. So he is flirting with a woman who is he's not a young man. But this woman has got to be at least 15 years older than he is, he seems to be whispering something filthy to her, and she is turning bright red and giggling like
Eric,
like a teenager.
She's in her early 40s, but she was born in the early 40s.
It doesn't mean he necessarily is going to sleep with them or anything, but he likes the attention and likes knowing that he's wanted. You know, it's kind of one of those things.
What a creepy.
Yeah. So he is. Mac, give me a second, and then he makes like a call me motion to this woman, and she goes back to she's playing 3D poker. At the end of the bar. So he goes to you, Mac.
Hey, you doing?
How the hell are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I've been all right.
So how have things been down at the office?
Oh, Things have been shit. We got that new Nebraska contract coming up.
Oh, fun. Always like working for Nebraska.
Yeah.
wink, nudge.
I think
nudge.
They're going to make a move on Kansas soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're paying out that much, huh?
Weird thing is, might not require violence. They might be selling out. They've hired us on to facilitate the negotiations.
Okay, so we're not making that much money, then.
Make sure none of these suits fucking murder each other.
Well, at least that's good. Whoever pays the bills, right?
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm not sending you into some shithole battle zone in Omaha.
So, hey, you remember Pentatech?
Ah, shit, yeah.
So, it's been a while since we've been there, but do you remember anything about them? Like who's their main rival now?
Well, I think they've been moving into some markets that Missouridine has its eyes on.
Ah, so them and Missouridine are still neck and neck with each other?
Still at each other's throats. But hey, it pays the bills. For us, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun. Oh. Have you heard of them doing anything new yet? Like any new security firms? Did they hire anybody after us?
They got some new contract with a chicken shit paramilitary outfit. You know, some federal bullshit. They didn't fight in the border wars. They didn't fight in the privatization wars. They don't know how things operate around here.
No, so it's a bunch of rookies, huh?
Anything goes down, they're going to come in and make a hash of it. I don't know how we do business here in Missouri.
Well, I guess we'll find out if that's true.
That's good that they got a bunch of greenies over there then, huh?
So here's the way this works. You tell Sly what you want from him, and then you hit the street.
So you roll plus style.
Oh, fuck.
So what do you want? What do you want from Sly?
Kisses.
Yes, I want plenty of kisses from Sly. Mm-hmm. All right. So right now I know that the rivalry.
They're rivals with Missouridine. They've just been edging into some markets. Excuse me, that Missouridine has been active in for a while.
And they have some.
They have new security contractors that they're working with.
We need to get some gear too.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna.
So yeah, you could ask him for that.
Yeah, I was gonna hit him up for some gear, and I was gonna hit him up for that information. That was pretty much all I wanted to get out of him. But yeah, I was gonna.
How much intel you guys have?
Four
intel, and you've got a bunch of plus one bonuses and no gear.
Yeah.
Okay, so you probably want some gear.
Hey, I'm kind of doing something that personal against Pentatech, and I could use some gear to hit them hard and, you know, kind of weaken them from the inside.
Right, the less I know, the better.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your stupid off-the-books work.
Yeah.
You'll end up in a fucking body bag one day, my friend. Mark me.
Yeah, you know, it'll be easy to identify me. He lifts his shirt and points all these little different bullet wounds, stab wounds.
With a tattoo of wear and
date. Yeah, wear and date.
The cougar playing 3D poker at the end of the bar gives you like an appreciative glance.
It's a weird tattoo.
And Sly scowls at you for horning in on his woman. So go ahead and roll me style. See how you do.
I am very afraid. Alright, so
8.
8.
And flags or whatever she said.
Alright, so you get what you want.
It's not flags, it's more
and choose 2 from the list.
So you get 1 gear, because he's gonna give you something useful.
Alright.
He goes, alright, I'll tell you what I can do. I can give you a little something that might make things make things a little easier getting into Pentatech. And then you pick one of the...
Two,
sorry.
Pick three of them.
Pick all of them.
No. That was the worst. Those are horrible ideas.
Pick five of them.
Yeah, write a new one.
Pick the one with my mom on it.
Your request spins across the Myers mom.
I choose two from the blow.
Yeah.
I gotta go with the take some time to put together, and he needs me to help him with something.
Okay.
So I guess while I'm helping him something, that's the time he chooses to get that stuff together.
Alright. So he says, I can get you what you need, but it's gonna take me a few days. And I need a favor from you.
Everything comes with a price, doesn't it, brother?
I know you got a good head on your shoulders. You orchestrated this whole Pentatech thing, and even though for some reason you want to head on back in there, if you don't end up dead, I want you on these Nebraska negotiations.
So that's
like a weeks-long detail that's going to send you to another state that is a corporate totalitarian hellhole.
Yeah. All right.
That's not what their marketing would have you believe. No. And that's not what their security things will allow you to believe.
Corn is the future.
Corn Nebraska
is the future.
Corn.
Nebraska.
Corn.
Eat neocorn.
Great. Babysitting duty. That's going to sound like fun.
Hey,
you know what? I need the stuff.
Just remember, get yourself killed. Get out of it. Scot free. I'll even give you a fucking eulogy at your funeral.
He's got an offer.
I want to see how this plays out.
I'll say some real nice things about you.
They won't be true, but they'll be nice.
Exactly. So what do you say? Do we have a deal?
Yeah, we have a deal.
All right. So it's going to take him, let's say, 24 hours to put together what you need to do. All
right. We could do more work in that time.
Yeah. Right now it is 20 to 12.
Yeah, no,
so if you guys have anything else in the legwork phase you want to do, let's wrap it up.
Right, so, okay, so we got the floor plans.
We know where
we have an idea of their security. We know where in the building Bassinet is. And we kind of maybe know what it is. Okay, it's nothing good, whatever it is. So I think we should try to come up with a plan.
I mean, I still have holes, so I can always deactivate the security.
Right. How many? How much hole do you have?
I have one root left.
You have one hold on the root system.
And then I didn't do. I guess three on the, because I didn't really do any of the security.
All right. Yeah. So.
All right. Except I kind of monitored it.
Yeah, so that's hold to like retrieve data and stuff. If you want to actually affect the physical sensors and systems and stuff, you're gonna have to manipulate systems instead of compromise security.
Okay.
I figure before we go into like actually doing the mission, I have an ability that says I love it when a plan comes together. Start of a mission, I roll my edge, and I get a 10 plus. I get 3 hold on these random items here, and I can use them. It's like I get what I need just now, or I can appear in a scene where I'm needed just now.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that for when we're
actually going into the mission.
Yeah. So it might be good to try to get one more gear if one of the other three of us wants to make up a contact, or that end. It'll be good to have a plan that way we know what's fucking up. So I'll declare a contact if you guys don't want to.
I already declared a contact.
Yeah, you can.
And I forgot, you guys get to mark XP because you got the job.
Oh.
So you get one.
Oh,
mark,
God. You, Eric, you want a contact?
In the XP section. On the back, probably.
Under advancement.
Advancement.
One.
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 One is the lowest.
Yeah, this whole mission will give you guys 4 XP, and then if we work in any of your complications stuff, and stuff.
So, do one of you guys want to declare contact, or should I?
But you, Eric. You want to contact?
I'll declare contact.
Okay, right. Who is your contact?
Alright, I figure someone from my time in the military.
Missouri militiaman?
Yeah.
Remember, you're going to have to roll style, too.
I'm not all that good at that.
I'm not good at either.
I'll try.
I mean, mine's at 0, but it's not negative.
Mine was -1, which is why I got an 8.
Let's see.
My style sucks.
His name is Riddle.
Riddle, okay.
Riddle.
So, what is Riddle still a militiaman, or is he retired?
He's out of the militia.
Okay. Why did he leave? Is he, like, wounded, or...
there'd be such a thing as, you know, his time conscription was up, and...
Okay, so his conscription ended, he decided not to sign on for another...
If you aim...
He was a good soldier, he was good with, his nickname came both from being good at riddling his enemies with bullets, and also, like, being clever and good at riddles.
All right.
It was a dual nickname.
It's a smart piece.
How much that cost?
I got it free with
So how do you where do you usually meet with Riddle?
I mean, the basic thing would be just to say a bar, but we already had that happen.
A restaurant. Okay.
I was gonna say a karaoke bar.
I do like the karaoke bar.
It's a karaoke bar.
So it is sort of harkens back to the opening scene of the game. Inside the karaoke bar is just a complete eyeball fuck. There's a disco ball, and like lasers shooting everywhere, fog machine going.
Disco isn't dead.
And
I really want
zombie to disco.
I really want to go to this karaoke bar now. Thanks, Ryan.
God, we are we
with blackjack.
Are we going disco? Let's see. Riddle is singing play that funky music, white boy.
Yes. I know actually somebody that sings that really well at karaoke. Not gonna lie.
And he finishes up the track, and he literally drops the mic, and the whole place goes bananas for him. So he like gets off stage, and he's saying, "Oh, thank you, I'd love a drink, thank you so much." He chuckles.
Excellent job as always, Riddle.
thank you. I don't kill it like I used to in the old days, but everybody seems to appreciate it. Come,
you're
sit down.
You're still doing above optimal level.
I see the suppression is still taking hold.
Correct.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, can I get a scotch and soda, please? And there's a waitress.
I would like one as well.
So, listen, man, what's going on?
We have a mission.
Oh, that's nice. Listen, you don't have to do this to yourself.
Do what?
You're out, man. You don't have to do this to yourself anymore. I don't understand why you do this.
I enjoy it.
No, you don't.
I enjoy it, or at least I tell myself I do. I think I do.
I perform the tasks that I am good at.
Look, I told you it's anytime you need a job, man. Just I. All right, look. What can I do for you?
I've come.
Hook a brother up.
I've come seeking assistance in the way of gear.
All right. We
need assistance on our current mission to... I'm trying... it sounds like I'm talking loud, but yeah. There's enough music.
Someone else is...
Yeah.
Someone's singing the Bee Gees now, and they're awful. So they're booze.
Wow.
Tough room.
Yeah, hardcore karaoke bar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boo!
Damn.
I've actually seen someone perform so horribly that they shut it off like midway.
Wow.
He was just drunk and just mumbling into the mic.
That's pretty much what's going on here.
Damn. We have a mission to go to Pentatech and retrieve a server.
Wow, okay.
Thanks.
So what do you need from me?
Well, he's an accomplice.
You just
what would really help?
And then
insert gear here.
And then you roll plus style to see how it goes.
I am Bender. Please insert your roll.
Seven.
Okay.
Kevin,
so you can get what you want, but you.
Well, I figure we're already taking some time to put together for Myers, so I'll
help James.
So hopefully that will be taking some time to put together will be about the same amount of time, hopefully.
Okay.
And
I will say that's fair. It's a fair assumption.
You know, I like the same idea as him. Your contact needs you to help them out with something.
All right.
Give me a kiss.
Suck my dick.
I can't find it.
So do a duet with me.
I haven't had a duet partner in years.
I must do it, or I will take minus one ongoing.
I want you to do me a favor. I can do this. It's going to take me some time. I can get what you need.
Yes.
But I want you to do me a favor.
I suppose I must. What is it? What do you require?
This girl that I've been telling you about, Anna.
Yes.
I want you to go on a date with her. Because I'm fucking worried about you, man. You don't act like a human being anymore.
There's nothing to worry about. I am perfectly fine. But if this is what you require of me, then I suppose to fulfill my social contract, I shall.
All right, so you have to go on an awkward blind date.
Hey. He won't know it's
awkward. That's true. Mm-hmm. I think maybe he would know that it's awkward. He just won't care.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So yeah, you have to go on an awkward blind date with Riddle's friend to kind of like, because he's seriously concerned about you because, you know, he's out and he's having fun and enjoying karaoke and trying not to think of all the awful shit he did when he was in the service. And you're like, I'm a corporate mercenary. I have no emotions.
What manner of combat is she best trained in?
No, man. I want you to take...
You're right. That will be a good way for us to get to know each other on the first date.
I want you to take her to, like, a holovid or something.
What's a holovid? Is it a movie?
Yeah, like a 3D movie. Like a 3D immersive movie.
I will test her combat skills.
It's like Jaws 15 from Back to the Future.
Well, yeah, that's like the worst first date because... You don't talk during movies.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk to her. You just take her to a holovid.
It's my first date with Jen, and we're doing all right.
You go out for dinner or drinks afterwards. You call it a night. She's a nice girl.
I will test her abilities in hand-to-hand combat.
No! No, that's not what I want you to do.
We will battle until the break of dawn to find each other's weaknesses.
It will be a battle of strength and wits.
Oh my
God. We will be intensely physical with each other.
I'm not going to
let you... Alright, that's fine.
I'm not going to let you out of it this time. You really have to do it.
I said I will, and I will.
Okay. The waitress brings over your drinks, and he like, slams his... scotch and soda that he ordered. And he says, if you'll excuse me, they're calling my number. I gotta go do Disco Inferno.
Tell me, is the disco really on fire, as one would believe?
Burn, baby, burn.
I would prefer not to.
So do you stay and watch him perform... at karaoke, or do you just leave?
I stay for that one song.
Okay.
And then I will get going.
Social contracts dictate that he has to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so do we want to come up with a plan now, or do we want to call it?
If we come up with a plan now, are we going to remember for the next time we play this?
Right, yeah.
Well, it'll be better than forgetting all the intel and trying to come up with a plan that way.
I have an identity memory.
What I'm thinking is, if we can get...
What?
It's just... That was such a bullshit lie.
What?
Just...
What?
I said I have eidetic memory.
We should use one of our gear for, like, facial prostheses to make us look different.
Yeah, all right.
That we could peel off later. So that way when they take... So what I'm thinking is we go in through the front gate.
You can turn the cameras off, though.
Mm-hmm. I just put a smile on my face. That guy never smiles. That can't be him.
And also, it seemed like it was just a guy holding a camera. It might not be on the network. So if we can either try to sneak over the fence or just get, like, a prosthesis.
Wait, the cameras are on the campus?
I don't know if the guy is holding. He's taking a picture.
Why
don't we even go? We can just, like, fucking...
He had a data pad. Like an iPad or something that he would headshot and then, like, back up, take a shot of vehicle.
Yeah. We need a zipline.
Okay, that's better. Fucking zipline, I forgot. So, we zipline in.
Make some notes so you remember what you're supposed to
that's
be doing.
That's a good idea.
Big letters, zipline.
Zipline in.
Zipline.
These letters aren't big enough.
In from
Sio Man.
Adjacent.
It's for emphasis.
Building, that I think we should. If we fuck with the power plants, that'll cause a big distraction, but it might fuck up the server that we need to get out.
Usually that's something that would have a backup.
We don't know, though, do we?
No.
A big corporation like that, especially something
you would assume so.
Yeah. They should have something
backed up, like a backup Jenny.
Yeah. But we also don't know what that's going to do to security. Like, it could automatically lock things down.
Oh, man.
Which might also make it harder for smoke to gain access, because if there's no power, the Matrix system might get shut down. But we could reboot the whole system once we get inside. That would fuck everything up.
I was thinking of using some of the gear to, once we do all this, to try and get the blame shifted towards
Mizuradyne,
so that, you know, it keeps things conflicted between the two of them, so they don't suspect an outside party.
Right.
So, since right now those two are not at war, but those two are kind of the enemies, we leave evidence around to shift the blame onto them, so there's no one else they're looking for. They'll think, oh, it's Mizuradyne, those fucks.
Right. And,
mm-hmm.
Also, it'll help with my company making money, so...
So, if we reboot the Matrix system, which would cause a lot of chaos and hopefully make it a little easier for us to sneak into the R&D building. Then we have to get up to the third floor, which could be a challenge. I guess also, are we trying to be quiet or are we going to go in loud?
Well, if we're doing quiet, I would have Meyer take point. And when things get loud, I figure me and Eric would start making a lot of noise, keep things focused on us while you two can get the stuff out if need be.
Because
you're the killer, I'm the soldier, and I have grenades and an assault rifle.
Well, I could remotely control Vanessa, too. She also has grenade launchers and an assault rifle.
Stealthy and covert.
The loud characters could create a diversion elsewhere on campus. Like, if you sent the two of them in, if you stealth, just, you know, spitballing here, if you all stealth in and the two of them head to the power plant and start stirring up shit, if you wanted to knock out the power, if you're going that way, they could do it and then draw them.
Very obviously.
Very obviously. But you might trigger some kind of a lockdown.
Right. That's what I'm worried about.
I can stop lockdown.
But not if there's no power.
Oh.
Because then there's no Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, probably they have a backup.
I mean, because if they have a server that's got something that they're working on that's doing experimental, they'll definitely have a backup on it. So that they keep that alive.
They'll probably have a backup for the bassinet server.
Basic systems, probably.
Right, but, like, maybe not for Smoke to be able to lift the lockdown. We don't know. But so either we try to cause some kind of distraction, or we just try to stealth straight into the R&D building.
I figure we get as far as we can stealthily, and once one of us trip up, if we do, then start causing the loud characters to go one way and have Meyer get out with the sneak through.
The other thing we can do, as I said, I could remote control Vanessa.
Yeah.
So if shit goes pear-shaped, I could just blow up the gates and drive it in. And, oh, that's why you picked the helicopter! Time for us to go! Boop!
Yeah.
Gets on and flies away.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's not subtle, though.
No. Yeah, okay, I mean, I think it's pretty, you know, get in, grab it, get out. It's pretty much.
Yeah.
But we have to figure out how we're going, if we're going to go for a distraction or if we're just going to try to. Because we know there are guards in the R&D building and there's a chain link fence around. Or no, the fence was.
It's chain link, but there's like razor wire
right
around it.
Yeah, so there's a fence and there's hidden turrets and armed guards. So if we don't cut the power, smoke could fuck with the security systems. Which would disable the turrets, which is good, but or that won't disable the guards.
Which is
or we could reprogram the turrets to focus on the guards.
Right. But then we're not going to then we lose all the stealth because those turrets are not going to be
solid. Not at all.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, well, if we're already found out and the guards coming after us.
Well, no, I'm saying this if we're trying to sneak in.
Yeah.
If we're trying to stealth in.
Yeah, I can deactivate.
We wouldn't
be
found out.
I said if we get caught, then we turn the turrets onto the guards.
Yeah. But those are also only outside. If there's guards at the building, that's not going to help.
So stealth until you can't stealth anymore, and then fuck to get out of there, and they start shooting.
I guess so.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, obviously once the package is secured, which is,
the other thing
I'm a little concerned right now might be actually a child. Is the server, so...
There's that. We also don't know how big the server is. How are we going to get it out of there? If it's big, we're not going to be able to sneak it out.
No.
Like, if it's the size of a refrigerator or a filing cabinet, maybe we could deal with a filing cabinet. But if it's, like, refrigerator-sized, I'm going to have to call Vanessa in so we could strap it to the roof and drive it out.
Yeah, because we're going to have to, at least two people to carry it, the other two to keep cover. And
more than two to carry, depending how big it is. Like I said, if it's like filing cabinet size, Smoke and I can manage that, presumably. Hey, if it's briefcase size, that's great, but we don't know.
It's the size of a potato chip.
I'm eating it. Oh, shit.
The other option might be for us to try to copy the whole thing onto some sort of portable drive and smash what they have so they can't recover it.
That too, but we again we don't know how much.
Right.
Even like it's a server, so we don't even know how much data it would be.
Yeah, it could be
and,
gigaflops.
Knight told you that
the proprietary tech.
There's tech in the server that they want.
Oh,
to get
yeah, okay, yeah. So we need to grab the whole server.
Yeah.
All right. I don't suppose in Smoke's dealings he found out how big. The server is.
No, I couldn't even see it.
I will let you make a mind check to see what you can extrapolate.
Alrighty.
For. So just roll plus mind.
Plus mind. 10.
Nice.
10. Okay. You are dealing with something probably like. About the size as Alex said of a refrigerator.
Okay.
Not a big refrigerator, but how still something fridge? Some not like
I gotcha.
Not like a gigantic sub zero fridge, but you know, a normal like kitchen size.
Sub zero and smoke.
What? I don't get it.
Get over here.
Chris isn't here because he swallowed a scorpion.
So it is going to be a sizable payload to extract.
Okay. So
especially like you figure like you've AIs are rare enough, like true self-aware AIs are rare enough that you've heard of them before.
Yeah.
You may have like interacted with one in the past at some point.
Mm-hmm.
and you know vaguely like what kind of tech you would need to run one. Yeah. So this is just a guesstimate, but yeah. you think that it would be something at least that size, and probably based on what you saw, it's not like. It's not like a room full of computer equipment.
Yeah.
We should bring a hand truck. Mm-hmm. But we'd have to mark that as gear. Or can we just bring a hand truck?
If you want, you can say you have it, because that's like an easy to acquire item. Gear, spending gear is for stuff like security uniforms or ID badges
I just wanted to make sure we weren't going to spend a gear for.
Just talking to Riddle. He's like, I need some gear. All right, here's what I can give you to help. He just hands me a hand truck.
It's going to take me a time to get it, though. I got to go to Home Depot.
You know, like, oh, we have my speedboat that I parked, you know.
Right. I rented a helicopter.
Yeah. The gear is an escape helicopter.
It could be.
It could be. I think you would have to pay for it. But once you declare gear, you can use it again.
Nice.
Well, like, I would house rule that. I would say you can not pay for it. But it would be hot, so you'd have to ditch it at the end of the session.
Yeah.
But if you paid...
Oh, man, I stole this hand truck. Yeah. Ditch it after we load up the server. So no one sees it.
They're going to check the serial number on the hand truck.
When I level up, I can get a move that gives me two additional cyberlinked vehicles.
Oh. One's a hand truck.
Yeah.
Or a hand truck.
Cyber hand truck.
Cyber hand truck.
Maybe not a hand truck. We'd just get, like, a dolly.
Both.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those ones. It's one of those ones that converts.
Yeah.
There. Okay.
Yeah.
So the handle comes out and it extends into a larger.
Bed.
All right. So we're gonna zip line in. That part we got. We're not gonna be able to zip line out with a refrigerator.
That's your car's for.
Right. But as soon as I have to bring the car in, it's gonna get loud.
Yeah.
Because I could try to drive it through the main gate, but then when the guard tries to take a picture of the driver. He's going to notice that there's no one there. Probably get suspicious.
Yeah.
Unless I don't go in, but then we're down a guy. But also, if we're going at night, they might not let people in.
So we all go in. After we hopefully get to the server quietly. You two load it up. We roll it out. Bring it to a section of the fence where you're going to have to blow up the fence to get in. We'll go cause distraction by the power plant, kill the power, and then have them all focus on us. Then you can blow up the fence, load it up. Once it's secure, we'll start making our way out and rendezvous somewhere else.
That's gonna put you guys really far away. If we're gonna blow the fence, if we're gonna be right there, just blow the fence, drive in, load it up, and drive the fuck out.
Why don't we just like park the car there and then?
That's true. You go in during the day. Park the car, but they would take your ID and take your picture.
They would take my ID and picture, and then they would know that we didn't leave.
Yeah.
Well, they would know we left, but you forgot your car.
Right. I forgot my car.
My bad.
You just parked your car there and left. They would probably notice that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they would know we left because it attracts you when you're in there, but they would know that you left your car as well.
Exactly, yeah. So that's not really going to work.
Exactly.
And especially if they try to do a close inspection and see all the weapons I have in there.
Hey, that car's been here all day. Should go look and see who it is.
And our bomb-sniffing dogs are going crazy next to it.
And our dog-sniffing bombs.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to have to make noise at the end, and then I'm just going to have to drive us the fuck out of there.
What kind of noises?
Loud ones.
Oh.
Let's go.
With guns.
And bombs. You said it's just like a wrought iron gate?
It's a wrought iron fence.
So would I have to blow it up, or could I just drive through it?
You don't know if it's reinforced with anything.
Okay.
Based on your assess move of the perimeter... it might be reinforced in certain places. Like the weak point of the fence is the guardhouse.
Right. So presumably we could just drive through the guardhouse, but then they'll definitely. My concern with that is like if we go to a quiet corner of the campus and blow the fence there, it's going to take longer for the response to get there.
Yeah.
If we just go drive through the guard, he's going to be able to radio in and say, "Hey." Someone just drove through. Or even if we blow it up and kill the guard, there's going to be more cameras and security there.
Right. It depends on also when you want to trigger. Like, Smoke has his system reboot on the route. So, like, if you let them go in, and you remote monitor through Calvin, or even through Calvin and Hobbs.
Yeah, we send them both in.
You could help them out and still be in the car, and then drive in before you guys cause your loud disturbance.
Well, the car would be the... Oh, you mean through the front. Yeah. But then they're going to have my picture.
If you trigger the system reboot...
Oh, it would lose all that.
That he wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty much like... We're having an issue right now. It'd be like a fast talk check. Like, oh, come on, man. I just need to get in.
I left my stove on.
Yeah, we could try that.
I'm supposed to pick up my cousin who works here. He's been waiting. You know, he's waiting for me.
All right. Well, we'll have to hash this out more next time.
All right. So you got your notes. You got your. Everybody gets one XP. You already marked it down.
Oh.
I think that advancement works a little slowly, so I'm going to let you guys all do nominations if you want.
I'm going to nominate James for telling us all what to do and giving us plus one phone.
Yeah.
I'm going to nominate Meyer for doing this hacking and interacting with the little girl.
I'm going to nominate Alex for being sexy and for having really cool toys.
I do.
I give one to Eric for going to dating with.
So we have to remember that you have to go on an awkward date.
And you're playing Bull's relative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relative, descendant.
So thoughts, comments, suggestions, anything you guys would like to see more of or less of? Or
no, I like it.
I'm having fun.
I'm concerned for when everything goes tits up and we die, but other than that,
yeah. You were in that sprawl game with Brandon and Ray and I.
Yes,
so
I was.
you know how tits up things can go.
Yes.
Which of you lost the arm again?
Me.
He did.
Oh. I very much know how tits up things can go. I had to crawl through my character had to crawl through a puddle of his own arm blood to get out.
That's nice.
It's hard to crawl.
He had to leave his arm behind.
Yeah.
He can't use his sniper rifle anymore. Had to do that with one arm.
Is it sufficiently cyberpunk for you guys?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm just a little disappointed because in the Undercity it's not raining, but I'm assuming you're making up for that with lots of neon.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very disappointed you guys didn't let me spend 20 minutes describing my apartment.
For furniture. All right.
We'll talk about it next time with this at the start of the next game.
Write me a description of the furniture in your character's sub-basement apartment.
Okay.
Sub-basement apartment.
Thank you. I will.
And we'll read it out. All right. Hope you listeners enjoyed it. We will
You better have enjoyed it.
Be nice.
Or something's gonna happen.
Like what?
Might even be something good. You don't know. You'll see.
You'll see.
I guess they'll see.
Eric is gonna punch himself in the face 30 times.
Yeah!